This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Speaking of respect, and of course, we are joined by Dr. Manxia, and of course, we'll be having the conversation about the power of building, nurturing, and maintaining meaningful relationship. Dr. Manxia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
As we're speaking about the power of building and nurturing and maintaining meaningful relationship, how do we start about maintaining those relationships?
Yeah, I think that's a fundamental part that is very important. Firstly, we can start by creating them. There are people who are naturally say that they are not friendly at all. They want to live their life alone, which do not have problems at all. However, my view is different. I believe that we need to build relations for us to be successful. To be smart or perhaps to be intellectual alone may not be sufficient if maybe you can obtain your qualifications, but you are terrible when it comes to building relations. They normally say it's not about what you know, it's about the person you know. So the networking, it is very important. I normally support myself and Jumane by analogies, which really gives a bit of the context so that people may understand it and unpack it later.
Yeah.
I think today we can go to the book, which is everyone has, I believe, majority of people have Bible.
Yeah.
I'll be just taking two aspects there, but which are related to one person. I want us to firstly look at the life of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, most people, they will talk about Nehemiah about building the walls of Jerusalem. But I want to look at Nehemiah when he was in exile, when he firstly received the terrible news that the walls have been destroyed in Jerusalem. So he took upon himself to say he wanted to go and rebuild these walls. And in his own facial expression, he was very sad when he was serving the king. Oh, by the way, his main job when he was in exile, he was mainly serving the king the food. So before food, before the king would eat food, Nehemiah has to come and taste it, whether is it a good food or not, whether there's a poison or not.
It's a dangerous job.
Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. There are two things about that job. It was, it was a test for whether a king can live or not. It depends on Nehemiah. But at the same time, they also benefit on that particular job because Nehemiah was the face of the king. So whenever the king goes, Nehemiah is there. So Nehemiah will understand how these elites and the noble people talk because he's closer to the king. Now, because Nehemiah was faithful to the king and honest, served the king with loyalty, they developed a friendship beyond being a slave who serves the master. But now Nehemiah qualified to be a companion of the king when it comes to relationship wise. So the king was frustrated when he saw Nehemiah, that Nehemiah was sad that particular day. And he said, Nehemiah, what is bothering you? Nehemiah said that, my king, I heard the news that the walls in Jerusalem have collapsed. Can you give me permission to go and build those walls? And of course, the king granted Nehemiah the leave to leave and build the walls. But Nehemiah had further requested to say, king, can you kindly give me the letter that I will use when I pass by to the borders? The king gave the permission and the letter that Nehemiah will use when he passed by the borders. Furthermore, the material that Nehemiah will use when he's building. The king said that I will give you also the letter so that when you borrow, when you ask the timber, you produce this letter. When you ask the material, produce this letter. Because Nehemiah on his own was not able to save that sufficient amount of money in a short period of time being in exile to be able to fence the entire walls of Jerusalem. So he needed that partnership of the king. Therefore, the letter played a major role. Nehemiah got those favors simply because of the relationship that he created with the king. In an unforeseen situation where you are a subordinate, you're supposed to submit, but in the meantime, in your submission, you get a privilege of also getting closer proximity to the king while you are serving. And up to a point that a king had to trust him to say, Nehemiah, go, this is what I'm giving you, the letter from the king. you to the friendship. Another part that is also very important I want us to look at will be the life of Mephibosheth. Mm-hmm. And together with David. There was this moment when King Saul had a son. His name was Jonathan, and Jonathan was very closer to David. They made some covenant that they will protect each other and all of those things based on their friendship, how much they trusted each other. Mm. Unfortunately, Jonathan passed away early. He had one son, Mephibosheth. Mm. So Mephibosheth was staying in Lebanon at the very tender age of 6. He grew up in Lebanon. He was limping in his foot. So David said, when he was now, he took the reign, he said that, is there any remnant in the house of Saul so that I can bless for the sake of my friend Jonathan? Mm-hmm. And he was told that there is one, but he stays in Lebanon, King, meaning which is in the place of misery. You don't have to go and touch that one. Mm-hmm. And then he said, no, don't worry. I want him to come and dine with me every day. So now, Mephibosheth was given a status of dining with the king every day. And even the land of Saul was given back to him. Why is it like that? Because of the covenant or the deal that has been made by his father. The father secured a good relationship for the future for his own descendant by aligning himself with the right person. Mm. The power of creating a relationship. Now, to further this, let's go to Book of Psalms. The Book of Samuel, chapter 21, 2 Samuel. On that particular part, there was a time when Israel was in famine for 3 years. And David consulted to the Lord and said, God, why are we starving like this? What can we do to redeem ourselves in this situation? And it was revealed that Saul killed the Gibeonites. So David consulted with the king of Gibeonites and say, King, what can we do to correct the wrongs of Saul so that we can move over of this famine? And the king said, because Saul broke the covenant of blood that we had, please give me 7 descendant males of Saul. Kill them for me. David has done that. He complied. He accepted leaving one person. Mephibosheth again saved Mephibosheth. But all other descendants of Saul that came from other siblings were killed. But Mephibosheth was saved. Why is it like that? It's the power of relations. Mm. You may not see the returns now when you created this friendship. It might be the person in your race, your roommate. Mm. It might be the person in your class, the person that you are connecting with. Or it might be your peers at work. Anyone that you are close with, make sure that you establish these relationships. One day, they will come back. You will need to go and withdraw from them. So my part is, treat each and every person as important because you do not know the future. It might happen that the very same person that you undermine, when you are applying for a job in future, you will find this person in panel, and not just being a member of the panel, but the person who have a say, the final say to say, yes, I can get your votes, but I do not want to work with this person because I know the conduct and the character of this person.
True.
Building relations is part of the soft skills that we need now to have if we're to be progressive and be good in our lifetime. I think that is, in a nutshell, that part of building a relationship. I don't know whether maybe you want to add more on this part of building relations.
Yeah, what more can you add? because it's important, like trying to build that relationship, because it can be something like, I know we are talking about these huge stories, but it could also be something small.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Building and being nice to like ingane encane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Building
yeah.
a relationship with onekanti, the person mhlawumbe umzalwayo of that child has even a bigger position.
Yeah.
So when you're building this relationship, Kanti, in the future, it could also help you in the long run as well. So I think it's very important. All of those 3 stories.
Yeah.
The relationship you build and how they can benefit you as well in the future. So yeah, I think it's important. Maybe even this one here.
Yeah.
It's a relationship as well. We don't know where it might take us. So it's very important. And it's very important that we nurture those relationships as well.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. And also, this one is an advice to someone who is at a workplace right now. Maybe a line manager in your work. You have support aides underneath you. You might have the vision and ability to lead. But if you lead with pride, you are likely not to succeed. Your very own supportiveness, they can sabotage you. You must lead with humbleness, connect with people. You lose nothing when you build these relationships. Actually, they are the ones who will advocate for you. They will support you because they know our boss is kind. Our boss, we can approach our boss. Be that kind of a person who's approachable. Build relations more than anything.
And be readable. And in a relationship, I always say people, they want symbiotic relationship where I can benefit like in this moment. And we don't look at the bigger, the long term, the bigger picture of making a relationship. Because you never know. At 10 times or 10 years to come, you never know that I will need Dr. Manlia.
Yeah.
But because of the relationship that I said, me and Dr. Manley, I have to benefit now. I didn't think that I will reap some fruit later.
Long time.
Even right now, the context that you came with, Doc, about Jesus and this other guy, I just forgot his.
Yeah, I think it's Nehemiah. Nehemiah and the king, and also David and Mephibosheth.
The trust that God has with Nehemiah to test the food, to everything starts via Nehemiah.
Yeah.
But now Nehemiah has a problem, right?
Yeah.
You want to build Indong, as I said, Jericho, right? And now and God says, okay, cool, I will do it for you because we temba will be again.
Wonderful.
You see that's how a relationship should work. Trust me, I trust you.
Wonderful.
It's never a case of I want to help you right now because you help me right now. It might take 10 years, 5 years. That way I can gain that respect or gain the trust from you. Back Ganjalo. So I think maintaining a good relationship starts with you. I don't want it for a short term, but for a long term.
Powerful. I really concur with you a lot, Mr. Juman. Just a disclaimer, for example, Umpat, a senior director HR, Mr. Mkedes, we were together in my times at Forte with him. So can you imagine if maybe with some disputes in that time, maybe minor issues fighting because of the person that is close to this and that, all those squabbles, they would now resurface again because now we meet in the workplace again. It's one of the examples. There are quite many of those. When we depart, let's depart peacefully so that when we meet again, we'll enjoy to meet each other with now new memories that we developed. Reciprocate in relationship. It must not be about me taking all the time, as you're saying, let's reciprocate, share. That sharing on its own, it builds the trust. Even when we don't have things, share little things. So when we have, we know that, by the way, we were good people, we were always sharing, and it built us.
And sharing those small things will somehow make it easier to even share those huge things, because now you are so used to the act of sharing. Like, it doesn't matter if it's little, it's huge. It's just the X that matters.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Doc.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.